Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tales from Jury Duty with John and Tammy in the morning on 103.7 KSON. Associate producer Tanya is with us now, and she's got a very important day. You look like you're ready to go. You're ready to tackle the world.
I am. I feel so important today.
Right. Well, you have to leave early, and why do you have to leave early?
Because I got selected to be a juror. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I've never done that.
All right. Well, I know you're a little nervous about this.
Yeah, I am.
I know you're a little bit nervous about saying the wrong thing. I'm going to walk you through this, okay? Because not only was I a foreman of a jury, but I watched a ton of legal shows.
Oh.
So I know everything you need to know about
my
this,
God.
Okay? Do you know the case?
I do.
Okay, but you can't talk about it.
No.
Okay, awesome.
What? Oh, is it a county, state, or federal case?
County.
Oh, okay, all right. The really cool ones are federal. I was on a federal jury once, and that's like where you get some really bizarre, off-the-wall kind of case that you have to pick apart. That was really intriguing.
Have you seen the person?
I have.
With whom you'll be judging?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What's the story? What do you think?
You can't talk about it.
What do you think about this guy? Or this person?
I can't say. Organization,
person, place?
Oh, my God. Right.
Who knows?
I'm just See, I'm just testing you, and you did fine.
I'm getting nervous.
You're stone face. Did you think because of what your job is that they'd say you're excused right away?
For sure. I thought they were going to dismiss me. I was very clear about it, too.
Right? Not only on my trial. Mm-hmm. And it's my trial.
Oh, God.
Not only on the trial that I was a juror on, was I so sure that I was going to get eliminated because the judge actually asked me if I was John from John and Tammy in the Morning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
I'm packing up my – I had a newspaper with me because it was so long and boring.
Yeah.
I'm packing up my newspaper in my bag like, you bet I am, thinking he's going to say get out, right?
Uh-huh.
Guess who the first – person that they assigned a juror to me. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. I thought, remember that, Tam?
How could I forget?
And here's the really weird thing. I had to do the show in the morning. Mm-hmm. They said, as long as you don't watch or talk about the news,
mm-hmm.
so I couldn't watch the news. When we did the news, I had to get out of the studio.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the only, and that's why I had to go do a morning show and then sit in a hot courtroom all day and be a juror. It was very, well, pardon the pun, trying.
Okay. It was. Okay. Well, don't be nervous.
Okay.
Just go there and just keep an open mind and listen to everything. That's all you can do.
I know.
And good job, by the way, for doing your civic duty. High five.
Exactly right. Be proud to be an American today. I'm thinking about dedicating the national anthem to you.
Oh, okay.
Not there yet. Do you have any more questions for us?
No.
Are you sure you don't want to ask me a question? I was a foreman, after all.
And only John has ever done it, so just so you know that.
Only because nobody else on the jury wanted to be a foreman. And they said, Big Mouth, you've been talking the whole day anyway, you're the foreman. Guilty or not, Tanya, before you leave, just say it.
John,
no.
Right.
Another test, you passed.
Oh,
another
God.
Test, good job.
Do you have any interesting stories from jury duty? 833-287-1037. Maybe something went, oh my God, I can't believe I'm part of this.
Or maybe it was something. The most uninteresting thing ever, and that's what makes it interesting.
Yeah, who knows? Something surprising? We want to know
about
before
I went there, Jess?
Yeah.
Huh? You see, I told you I watch a lot of legal shows. 833-287-1037. Tales from jury duty. Mm-hmm. Tam, you mentioned that you were on a jury on a federal trial.
Yeah, in Wisconsin.
All right, mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah, that was, it was really intriguing because it was an extortion case where they tried to extort money out of the wealthiest woman in town, of this small town. They wanted $200,000. They threatened her like they're going to burn down her house or something like that if she went to the police. But the problem was this woman's son worked for the FBI. So,
wrong person to mess with. So you had a
really
interesting case.
It was very interesting. It was interesting in the fact that I don't know how they thought they were going to get away with it. It was just ridiculous with what happened. But yeah, I mean, federal is usually something really intriguing like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about you, Jess?
I've been on two that I actually went on. One, I cried until they let me go.
Okay.
Well, because it was a month long one, and I just started a new job, and I didn't want to be away from it.
So you acted and cried, or were you legit crying?
I legit
because
cried.
You oh, okay.
Yeah, you just get a new job. You don't want to lose it.
Yeah.
I totally get that.
Yeah.
They'd probably let you go, wouldn't they, for that?
Well, I think they have to, but whether they can keep
you
after that.
They don't have to, but he was nice enough to.
Yeah. 833-287-1037.
Marcy is in San Marcos. Marcy, got any tales from jury duty for us?
I do. It's not specifically about me, but it's about who is now my husband.
Okay.
He was my boyfriend at the time. I'd only been dating him for a couple weeks, and I'm not sure how much I can say on air, but he actually got picked to be on a jury duty for a botched boob job.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
So I'd only been dating him for a couple weeks, and he is like, yeah, I got picked for jury duty. No big deal. And it took him time to tell me about the case. So he finally told me, and I'm like, how much did you pay to be on this jury? Because he not only had to obviously look at tons of pictures of what the right. botched job was, but they had to look at pictures of what good ones looked like.
You know, I'm not quite sure I know where I stand here. I better go back to the picture board.
Right.
That, you know, how horrifying that must be for that
right.
woman going through that trial.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Good Lord. How long has this love story been going on?
We've been married for 7 years now. Everything's
good. Nice.
You see?
Nice. We're going to Lauren in Vista. Lauren, what is your tales from the jury duty?
So I was scheduled for jury duty last month, and my husband was going to drop me off at the train station. I had, like, everything laid out the night before. And then we're on our way there, and I forgot my phone and my jury summons.
Oh, no.
So then we have to go back to my house, and then I end up driving down. I was late, and I was rushing, all this stuff. And then I ended up sitting there all day with four other women, and we just played cards the whole day.
Well, there right. you go.
Nice little ending to
yeah,
that horrible
exactly.
start.
Well, Marge.
A little coffee clatch.
Do you have a heart? Go fish.
I love that they're playing go fish. That's hilarious. You know, would it kill jury duty to, like, you know, provide a snack throughout the day? A little something to munch on.
Right.
Seriously, you sit there all day. An apple might be nice. A little bag of nuts. Pretend we're on a plane.
Oh, on the federal case I was on?
Yeah.
They came in and they said, are you guys close to a decision? We're like, I'm not sure. They're like, well, we can get you dinner, right? And someone in the group said, no, I think we can finish it.
Oh, my God.
And everybody's kind of like staring at them. They're like, okay. And they left. Well, then it like took us another 2 hours. I was like, we could have had dinner.
Who's this idiot that said that?
Well, it must have been the foreman. Was it you?
I'll tell you right now. No, it wasn't me. You think I'm going to pick civil duty over food?
Yeah,
are you out of your mind?
Yeah.
No. I'm going with a hamburger.
Yeah, right.
Now.
Exactly.
He's guilty. Whatever. Give me a hamburger.